Zuma Radio, Cat Stevens, Peace Train, and Bluebirds Over the Mountain, The Hawk, on this special edition of the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, as we mark Remembrance Day with music and very special guests, including William Law, first vice president of the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 643 in Toronto, retired captain with the Canadian Armed Forces. William, Bill, to his friends, served in the reserve force of the Canadian Armed Forces for 20 years. He also served during the Cold War and comes from a military family. His father served in the First and Second World Wars. Welcome to the Morning Zoom, and thank you for your service, Bill.
Good morning, and thank you very much.
Thank you for your service, Bill, and we are honored to be part of your group of friends, so we will call you Bill.
That's great. Yeah, perfect.
Sam, just on the surface there, talked about your experience in the Canadian Armed Forces. Can you share with us some of what that included?
Well, as was mentioned, I served at the closing days of the Cold War from 1982 to 1988. And I was an infantry soldier at that time with the Toronto Scottish Regiment. So after I left in 1988, I returned again in 1996, but this time I worked from 96 to 2010 as an officer with the Cadet Instructor Cadre. It's a branch of the Canadian Armed Forces that is responsible for the cadet program.
I want to speak about the bravery that you witnessed and perhaps, you know, the things that you did, and about our Canadian military just being respected the world over. What's been your experience, Bill?
My experience is exactly that. I recently did a tour of battlefields in France, Belgium, and the Netherlands, and visited a number of battlefields as well as cemeteries and other sites. And everybody that I ran into from those countries and others I met during those tours of battlefields, really, once they realized we were Canadians and we were there visiting our own soldiers and our own grave sites and battlefields, there's a lot of respect shown to us to the point where we were involved in a number of ceremonies and invited to attend some of those ceremonies during that time.
And how did that make you feel, and what did you reflect on during that experience?
Well, it's hard to explain. It's very difficult to describe, actually, the feeling when you stand on a World War One or World War II battlefield. Some of the landing places and cemeteries that dot the landscape in France, Belgium, and the Netherlands. Places like the Somme, Ypres, Passchendaele, Beaumont-Hamel, Vimy Ridge, Dieppe, and Juno Beach, places I had only read about. And the enormity of the destruction and sacrifice and the courage that was carried out there was hard to believe. The great number of memorials and cemeteries and the row upon row of headstones with soldiers' names and regiments that had a direct link back to our communities in Canada. Even though they might seem far away, those links of soldiers and regiments bring it back to Canada and our communities.
I can hear the emotion in your voice.
Yes, I can tell you that it was very emotional to be there and see those actual battlefields and know what had happened there and the loss of life, but also the courage that that occurred there.
Bill, your father served in both World War One and World War Two. Is he still? He wouldn't be alive, but I'm sure you thought about him a lot when you were doing those travels.
I did, and you're probably wondering, well, how could my father have served in World War One, considering he was born in 1899.
Wow.
And he served in the last year of World War One as a pilot in the Royal Flying Corps. He served again in World War Two with the Canadian Intelligence Corps, but so he was... I was born when my father was actually 65 years old and my mother was 42 years old. Mm. So he was able to serve in the First War and the Second War. And certainly whenever Remembrance Day comes along, that's part of my part of remembrance, along with remembering the sacrifice and the service of all Canadian soldiers that that both served in war and peace and even domestic operations and things like floods and things today.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly my father is somebody that I look up to and remember and think about on Remembrance Day as well.
And so what is your message to Canadians who may not feel as connected to this day, maybe generationally because they haven't experienced war directly? What do you say to them on Remembrance Day?
Well, I say that although World War One, for example, and World War Two, and other missions that Canada was involved in may seem like they're long ago, many Canadians have relatives that are either close or distant who fought during those wars. And they're not the only conflicts and times of crisis in which Canadians have served. More recently, Korea, Afghanistan, UN peacekeeping operations. Canada has deployed as well over 4,000 RCMP officers and police officers to peace missions around the world since 1989. And we must never forget that those who currently serve in the Canadian Armed Forces, both regular force and reserve, and how they're assisting during natural disasters and always ready to defend Canada. So the connection continues. And whether it's in Europe from World War One, World War Two, or it's in other areas of the world where we have people, I think the connection is still there. And as I said, the connections come back to our community. There are our citizens, our people that we know and work with and that live in our own community.
Bill Law, first vice president of the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 643 here in Toronto and retired captain with the Canadian Armed Forces. Again, thank you for your service, Bill, and we're thinking of you on this Remembrance Day.
Great. Thank you very much.